You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We kick things off with a sense of how the markets have been moving throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by Senior Equity Analyst at Momentum Investments, Fahima Adia, to take a look at market movements and try and make sense of them. Fahima, lovely to have you on the show as always. I had a look at the Rand earlier, below 17 Rand 50. I almost had a bit of a heart attack. Not used to seeing the Rand doing so well against the dollar, at least.
Good evening, Jimmy. Thanks for having me. Yes, it's been great for the Rand in the past few weeks. And I think that's just really been driven by the dollar weakness. Also, we've had some comments from the Reserve Bank regarding our inflation target that they're looking to reduce to 3%. So that's also helping. But I think the main driver of the dollar weakening has been, like you said, that big, beautiful bill in the US. It's now moved to the House after passing the Senate. If that bill is indeed passed, it's expected to increase the US deficit quite a bit. And, you know, it's obviously already quite big. And because of that, I think investors are just starting to lose confidence in the dollar. And that's why we are seeing the dollar weaken.
Fahima, let's take a look at some of the other developments around the world. I mean, you mentioned the dollar slightly weaker at the moment, but we know, of course, that with all the tensions going around the world, it does still hold somewhat of a safe haven status within the economies. When we look at equity markets, though, they seemingly are rallying as well. All equity markets in the green today, barring the Hang Seng, the ASX, we can discount it, was basically flat for the day. But markets seemingly loving somewhat of the risk sentiment that is out there at the moment, even though it might not be as much as what we've seen before.
Yeah, sure. I think what's having a positive impact is we did see some positive payroll data released from the US just before our markets closed. So the June non-farm payrolls increased by 147,000, and that's more than what consensus was expecting of just 118,000. Unemployment rate was also strong at 4.1% versus consensus of 4.3%. So this data just really does show that the US economy is still resilient despite all the challenges.
Fahima, what then is driving some of the local sentiment? I mean, I'm looking at our own local markets. We're benefiting, obviously, from positive global sentiment as well, but we're also having a good day. Financial stocks having a good day off the back of that stronger Rand. We know that that is typical of what would happen in that space. Resources also struggling a bit with a bit of an up and down kind of resource pricing. But at the same time, things like platinum pricing are higher than what they've been in the last couple of months.
Yeah, sure. So I think today we did see some gains on the JSE, and we had a trade deal come through with the US and Vietnam yesterday where they seemed to come to an agreement on the reciprocal tariff. So I think it just kind of created a positive sentiment ahead of the US reciprocal trade deadline on the 9th of July. So that just seemed to have a more broader positive impact on markets globally after that development.
Fahima, what about the gold price? Currently north of 3,300, still very much an attractive space there from a commodities perspective, but seemingly perhaps slowing down a little bit.
Yes, I think there was some uncertainty today ahead of the US payroll data. The market wasn't really sure what to expect. And, you know, there were concerns that we were going to start to see some weakness come through there. So that's why we saw a bit of a sell-off in gold. But now that it's come through so positive, I mean, we could see some recovery in the next few days.
I saw something interesting, Fahima, from I think it was the team at Business Live earlier today around Pick n Pay. They flagged that they are concerned around the competitive force that is Spaza shops in South Africa. Now, we know, of course, Spaza shops form a critical part of the informal retail sector where large retailers like Pick n Pay might not always be able to reach or might not be able to set up so many stores. What are they flagging here? What's going on?
Yeah, so interestingly, I see Stats SA has reported that the informal sector now accounts for 19.5% of total employment. So it looks like this informal market sector is definitely taking on a more important role in the economy. And it's actually become quite a competitive force, particularly in the retail grocery market, where it's been expanding. And that does seem to be putting a bit of pressure on your traditional supermarket models, given the low cost base, and that enables it to just offer lower prices to the consumer. And the government's also introduced a 500 million rand Spaza shop support fund to assist these vendors, and that seems to have helped quite a bit as well.
Fahima, before I let you go, I want to take a look at the last SENS announcement that we got this afternoon. We know earlier in the week that, or I think from as far as late last week towards the start of this week, we know that Reinet has been toying with the idea of disposing of the Pension Insurance Corporation business that they own there. We know that would be a significant disposal. There was a SENS update on that. I don't know if you had time to catch that. What was the SENS, what was the announcement there?
Yeah, so there's basically been quite a bit of media speculation on this for a while, but there wasn't any official announcement from Reinet. So it looks like they've just now made that official announcement to say that, yes, they were indeed approached by Athora Holdings to sell their interest in Pension Insurance Corporation Group. So they own about 49.5% of PIC. And this offer that's been put on the table, I believe it's around £5.7 billion. It does look like an attractive premium to what the PIC group has been valued in Reinet's books. But yeah, they have not actually confirmed if they will accept the offer at this point. So those details still remain unknown.
What does that do for the business, Fahima? What does that do for Reinet as a business looking to potentially let go of what might be one of its biggest holdings? It accounts for almost 50% of their holdings, almost more than 53% of the current net asset value of the business. What does this then mean if Reinet is to go ahead with the deal?
I mean, so it could unlock, you know, a lot of cash for the business, but then they would need to find a new home for that money. And that business has been doing quite well, you know, that it's basically an insurance company that insures the pensions of defined benefit scheme members there in the UK. And they've seen pretty good performance come from this business. So that's why it will be interesting to see if they do go ahead with the sale. And they've already disposed of some of their bigger investments in the past in the likes of British American Tobacco, return some of those funds to shareholders. But yes, it will be a meaningful sell-off of their core investment if they do go ahead with the deal.
And one wonders where they will park that cash, because it seems they still have around 37 billion rands of cash from that British American Tobacco sale as well there. But we'll have to see how that unfolds and how they move forward with that deal. Obviously, it would be subject to certain approvals and those sorts of things. But Fahima, thanks so much for those insights and for the time. Always lovely catching up with you and having you on the show. Fahima Adia, Senior Equity Analyst at Momentum Investments, joining us to take a look at market movements as well as some announcements from some of the companies.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.